Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's December 28th, 2016.
It's Wednesday.
Hump Day! We were joking
you
about
stole
that
my thunder. That's
yes.
My line.
It makes today. Today is definitely going to be a great day for that.
Why don't you have a tie on today?
I have to go to the jail. But see, this was one of my Christmas gifts. Back Florida.
Back Florida, sure.
There we go. So yeah, I'm going to the jail today, and I don't wear a
tie. So
they'll
know where
to
send
the
body.
That's right. They know where I am. Right. This is where to send all my belongings.
So you're not wearing a tie to the jail?
Right.
Which is a safety precaution?
Correct. Right? Correct. So, but today we're not going to talk about my life when I go to the jail. We're going to continue our conversation about New Year's resolutions.
That's right. We're hurtling toward, the capsule is hurtling toward the new year.
That's right. We're just a couple
of
days
Wednesday,
away.
Right? That's
yeah.
Right.
So today we're going to talk about the very common New Year's resolution of wanting to spend more time with family.
And this comes under that, on Monday of this week, we talked about new things that we wanted to do.
Right.
Tuesday, we talked about things we want to stop doing.
Right.
So today, it's a specific example of something that we want to do more of in the new year.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Spending more time with family.
Right. Right. Okay. And we know that...
That reminds me.
What's that?
You know, we've been talking all week about this week as we approach the new year, and last week as we were approaching the Christmas holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The other people in the office and I were talking about the amount of time we spend at work.
Oh, yeah.
And it brought to mind that nobody was ever on his deathbed wishing that he had spent more time at the office. But we do wish we would have spent more time with family.
That's true.
So this
That's
is a
true.
Nice lead-in for today's
That's true.
Topic.
So that is one of those motivational posters or something.
It is. It
you
is.
Know? But
so we all
true.
Want to spend more time with We all want to spend more time with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that they want to spend time with us.
That's right.
But we want to spend time with them.
It is contingent upon that part. But that's
good topic.
That's a great point because that's one of the massive issues that we have to talk about first.
Right.
When you set the goal of wanting to spend more time with family, you have to recognize up front, ahead of time, that also means that the other people in the family want to spend more time with you. Now,
and I would hazard a guess that your preteens are going to love this resolution.
Right.
Your teenagers
not so much.
Are going to hate this resolution.
Right.
Because they're trying to
pull
move away,
away
from you at a time when you're trying to pull them back. So keep that in mind. The preschoolers, the elementaries, they're going to love that you're spending more time with them. Your teenagers are going to say it's gross.
Right. Well, and as long as you're spending time with them doing things that they enjoy doing.
That's right.
You know,
right.
this is the big issue, I think, with the resolution of spending more time with family, is that we are, not only do we assume that the other family members want to spend more time with us, but we're talking about a resolution that you're making to change your behaviors that also is going to require them to change some of their behaviors and change some of their habits. And that's really tough. I mean, we talked yesterday about how difficult it is to change and stop behaviors anyways.
Right.
Now we're talking about two, three, or four other people having to change behaviors as well. And so now we're really magnifying some of those difficulties.
That's right. You're right. This is my resolution.
Right.
You know, that I want to spend more time with family. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they want to spend more time with me. They may have other resolutions.
Right.
They may have other plans for 2017 that might not include me.
Yeah.
And it's especially difficult with, if you've had a difficult relationship either with a spouse or a child, this could be a difficult sell. Remember that old saying, it's easy, you can't change anybody else.
Right.
You can only change yourself.
Right.
This is one of those times when you're going to be confronting this very close up and very personally.
Right. So as we've talked about with other things, you want to take this gradual. You want to say, okay, let's all sit down New Year's Eve and say, okay, look, next year, I think that we should start spending more time together. Now your teenagers will roll their eyes and the other kids will say, okay, what does that mean? And your spouse may say, oh, honey, come on. But
here we go.
So
again.
That's right. Again. So But you want to define it. You want to clearly articulate what it is. So you may say, I want us to spend more time together. So on Wednesday nights, I want to make sure that we all sit down and have dinner together. Mm-hmm. Start small. Start little with just a small little expectation. Mm-hmm. Choose a night that you know is most likely for everybody to be home. I said Wednesday night because Wednesday night is usually a night where there's no team sports for school. There's usually no community-based right. team sports on Wednesday nights. Most teams don't even practice on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. You may go to church on Wednesday nights, but you can have dinner before church or maybe even after church, depending on what time that is. But you want to choose a day that's not going to cause a lot that's of right. Everybody in the family to make significant changes. So don't choose Friday night.
Don't choose Friday night. My gosh. You know,
that's going to be a tough night to change behaviors.
That's right. Saturday morning. You know, right. Kids want to stay in bed Saturday morning. So don't make plans for 7:30 or 8 o'clock a.m. on a Saturday.
Right.
You're going to meet with considerable resistance.
Right. So choose those small things to start and then gradually build it to what you really had in mind.
Right.
But I think what's important is you really consider how you want to articulate what your ultimate goal mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. You don't want to sit down, and this is maybe counterintuitive a little bit. You don't want to sit down on New Year's Eve and say, okay, my goal is by the end of the year, we're going to have dinner together every night of the week. Again, that's going to be very overwhelming. And the first thing that everybody's going to think of is, nope, that's not going to happen.
No.
And now you're automatically going to meet with resistance, even if you say, let's just start on Wednesday nights. So yeah. you want to start out on Wednesday nights and then, you know, in February or beginning of March, say, you know what? Hey, Wednesday nights, I've really enjoyed my Wednesday nights. Let's add another night. I know that we are usually all home on Monday mm-hmm. nights, so mm-hmm. let's have Monday and Wednesday night dinners.
That's right, especially if you've had some success and right. the kids are into it. Even the teenagers right. are kind of looking forward to it because, as we say about teenagers, they have two hands, one to pull you toward them and one to push you away from them.
Right.
So most teens are going to appreciate this time together.
Right.
Okay. So even the teenagers will buy into this if it is successful.
Right. And, you know? And to make it successful, and you said this a moment ago, it's really important that you consider doing it in a way that's enjoyable for everybody. Mm-hmm. You don't want to say, let's have dinner, and then spend the entire dinner scolding your kids.
Lecturing them about their behavior.
It's just like... So what did you do at school today? No, tell me what you did at school today. You right. know, or why would you do that? You know, getting on to them and making right. dinner uncomfortable and a basically a punishment.
You know, Russ Barkley in his program for disruptive children, mm-hmm. I think lesson 4 is spending time with your kids where you don't criticize them right. for any reason. It's just fun time.
Right.
Doesn't matter what's going on. It's a non-threatening, no lectures, no scolding, no life lessons. Right. It's just a time to be together.
Yeah.
And he says, start small, mm-hmm. you know, so start on Wednesday night. And it's just a fun time. There's no lecturing. There's no right. shaping. There's no behavior change. Just a time to enjoy each other's company.
Right, right. Yeah, so you want to begin... in that capacity, you want to begin small, begin with it being a very positive experience for mm-hmm. everybody, and then build into it. Like I said, just keep building right. more and more things into mm-hmm. it. So, hey, you know, dinner's been great. Let's on one Saturday a month, let's do this right. or let's do that. Mm-hmm. But I guess the message here is, just like with anything else, you want to start slow. You don't mm-hmm. want to, you know, get that shock to the system that's going right. to create resistance, that's going to create a pushback and make other people in the family not want to mm-hmm. go along with you on this journey.
Right. Yeah, if they're suspicious of what might be happening right. or fearful of right. what might happen, they're not going to show up. They're not right. going to want to do it. The other thing you can do, especially with teenagers, is give them a choice. Let them decide what some of the activities would
right.
be. I mean, you know you're on the right path if they say, hey, Dad, I was thinking about this. How about if we spend next Sunday morning at such and such a place, a
right.
park or a restaurant or
right.
something? You know, I've always wanted to go here for breakfast. Could we do that next week?
Right.
You know, give them some ownership of this, and I think you'll find that they'll be much more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
About participating.
Absolutely. I have a family that I work with who does that very well because her kids are still elementary school age right. kids. So they're not going out on Friday nights and doing that kind of thing. And so they rotate on Friday nights with different people deciding what their family activity right. is going to be. Right. So, if tonight is my night, I get to choose what we do, whether we watch mm-hmm. a movie or play a particular board game or something like that. And if you let somebody different choose each week, right. that's just a way to get sort of incorporate and get that
that's right.
Gives involvement.
Gives them some control, right. some decision making.
So
good lessons.
So those are a little bit of strategies for this. But the key is, remember that you are, by making this New Year's resolution, you mm-hmm. are then making that as a New Year's resolution, or at least expecting that to be a New Year's resolution for everybody else in the family, right. and whether they want it or not.
Yeah.
And the truth is that they may not want
they
it.
They may not want
and
it.
And if so. They don't, you, mm-hmm. you want to be cautious right. and not impose that, enforce that, and become punitive mm-hmm. if they are somewhat resistant to it.
And again, it's the same message that we had on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Proceed slowly.
Right.
Get some little successes.
Right.
And that'll lead to bigger successes, and yeah. that will lead to motivation.
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. all right. It's a great resolution. It's a great idea. We know that it's beneficial for the parents and for the mm-hmm. kids when families spend more time together. So definitely, if you were thinking about that New Year's resolution, keep it.
Yeah.
Just make it be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, we will be back tomorrow mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. talk about that other side. Another very common New Year's resolution is, I want to be more successful at work or in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a career. I want to start a new career. Right. So there's all these work-related
mm-hmm.
New Year's resolutions that we make. And so we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
So have a terrific day, and we will see you Thursday morning.
Thursday.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.